worship. To worship God is to give Him your love, reverence, service, and devotion. The Lord commanded Moses, "Worship God, for Him only shalt thou serve." Moses chapter 1, verse 15. In this dispensation He has commanded, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, mind, and strength, and in the name of Jesus Christ thou shalt serve Him." Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 5. If you place any person or thing above the love of God, you are practicing false worship or idolatry. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 6. Prayer is one way you can worship the Father. Alma taught his son Helaman, "Cry unto God for all thy support. Yea, let all thy doings be unto the Lord, and whithersoever thou goest, let it be in the Lord. Yea, let all thy thoughts be directed unto the Lord. Yea, let the affections of thy heart be placed upon the Lord forever." Alma, chapter 37, verse 36. You should attend your church meetings in a spirit of worship. The Lord has commanded, "That thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world, thou shalt go to the house of prayer, and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. For verily, this is a day appointed unto you to rest from your labors, and to pay thy devotions unto the Most High." Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 9 and 10. Participation in priesthood ordinances is also part of your worship. As you reverently partake of the sacrament and attend the temple, you remember and worship your Heavenly Father and express your gratitude for His Son, Jesus Christ. In addition to showing outward expressions of worship, you should have a worshipful attitude wherever you go and in everything you do. Alma taught this principle to a group of people who had been cast out of their place of worship. He helped them see that true worship is not limited to one day of the week. Alma chapter 32, verse 11. Speaking to the same group of people, Alma's companion, Amulek, encouraged them to worship God in whatsoever place ye may be in spirit and in truth. Alma chapter 34, verse 38. Additional references, Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 25. Alma chapter 33, verses 2 through 11. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 17 through 19, and verse 29. 11th Article of Faith. See also Fasting and Fast Offerings, God the Father, Love, Prayer, Sabbath.